Tell me when. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Fire and Wind. We're very excited tonight to begin tonight with the prophetic healing explosion that is for 5 days, which began yesterday. We're showing it, part of it, tonight, and encourage you to go to the address that I can give you in just a minute so that you can sign up and be part of this if you would like to join it so that you can not only watch what we weren't able to catch, it started at 6 o'clock EST, Eastern Standard Time, but also last night if you wanted to catch up there and you wanted to watch the other 3 nights that will begin again tomorrow. So last night was powerful. It was roughly about 2 hours, and tonight it started at 6 o'clock. So we're going to then transition into worship after this. So we're going to begin the evening with the prophetic healing explosion. So I'm very excited about this because what we will experience, according to the flyer that we talked about Sunday, and those of you who were here know what that is, there is dynamic teaching on prophecy and healing, powerful impartation sessions, interactive activation exercises, transformative worship and prayer, and real-time Q&A with experienced ministers. And there's quite a lineup here, and we're very excited that we have an opportunity to participate in this. And I would really encourage you, even after tonight, for those who you know are sick, they have some kind of disability, that you would let them know about this so they could be part of this, to not just receive education, as mentioned, but also fresh impartation and praying for various maladies. So people were healed last night. I've been reading about the reviews, and reading people's testimonies. So I'm very excited about this. So I'm not sure who is speaking right now, but we're going to go ahead and put it up, see what God's doing. But I know Andrew Walmick is part of this tonight. Georgian Banoff is part of it tonight. And I'm not sure who else. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And if you're just tuning in, again, we're watching the prophetic healing explosion that is offered through Global Celebration with Georgian and Winnie Banoff, but there's quite a lineup of healing ministers from around the world. So let's be blessed together, and then we'll transition into worship after this.
You wrote that you have pain in the left side of your stomach. So in Jesus' mighty name, we speak against that pain. We speak against anything that's causing that pain. And I just command the pain to leave right now in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, the Bible says that we have authority over everything because we have Jesus with us. So I take authority against that pain, against anything that's causing it. I command all symptoms to leave right now in Jesus' mighty name. And faith is an act. So Karen, I encourage you to do something that you couldn't do before as an act of faith. For me, when I had an injury with my shoulder because I overdid something at the gym, there was another challenge like this, and Papa Gio prayed, got a word of knowledge for shoulders. And he said, yeah, do something, just do, touch the screen. And when I touched the screen, the pain went and I got healed. So do something that you couldn't do before as an act of faith. And yeah, may God bless you and may you be completely restored in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Mindy, give it to you.
Awesome, you guys. It's such an honor and privilege to be here, like after like Andrew, Brian, Dr. Brian, and my favorite brothers. I grew up with 2 brothers, so I just feel so grateful. And the Lord really highlighted to me today, he kept saying to me, comorbidity. Okay, so I'm going to try to do a C and an O. Is that making a C and an O on your screen? So, Co, we have a message. Hey, Kat, welcome. Love you. I thought we had four. So the Lord kept saying to me, comorbidity. Now, I looked up the definition because I once was considered to have comorbidity, which is basically the simultaneous presence of two or more diseases or medical conditions. So I had Lyme disease, and it was trying to take me out. Organ by organ would be hit. It was like a roulette wheel of symptoms, from extraordinary pain and back pain and migraines and everything else that ended. Ain't the sound ain't right. So the Lord healed me, okay, and it was a process for me. But when he was speaking to me, comorbidity, he said, my co, because you are were co-crucified with me, you were co-buried with me, you were co-raised with me, my co swallows up that comorbidity. And so he gave me that today, and then I saw in the chat, Gene Thompson, I saw that you had multiple issues from transverse myelitis, spinal inflammation, and autoimmune of the CNS, central nervous system. I too had a CNS inflammation, which was called NeuroLyme, and I forgot how to drive a car. And guess what? Here I am today, typing on a computer, speaking to you, and ministering the beautiful testimony of the blood of Jesus. So he took me into meditation of seeing himself on the cross and the blood dripping down and how we were together there, crucified, as Matt testified yesterday. His mom went into that experience of healing where she saw herself on the cross. So hit the co of our closest possible union in the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection has swallowed up that comorbidity diagnosis in Jesus' name. So we just thank you, Jesus, for your blood, which heals, which has healed, which does heal, which continues to heal, which will heal, and which forever, you are the healer, and we are with you, in you, and you are in us. And so we thank you, Jesus, for healing of Gene Thompson, every single issue healed in Jesus' name. And I saw another person who had, it was a bone, it was called Walden something cancer. Okay, Donna Davis, your brother Bob, okay? He had Waldenstrom's cancer, a blood cell cancer. And I saw the Lord saying, you're in my family now. Your lineage now, your blood is now my blood. You're a new creature in Christ, Brother Bob. And so we just declare the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus supersedes that blood cancer. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing blood, your healing virtue, reaching out to Brother Bob right now, eradicating every single blood cancer cell. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Are we just doing two? Oh, wait, where'd Kat go? Oh, well. Anyway, love you guys. We're having like a little musical chairs here. I also saw Gary Simons that you had said in the chat, you know, you prefer one-on-one healing, like this vague calling out of symptoms. You prefer one-on-one. And I just felt like the Lord highlighted to me something about the bone for you. So Gary Simons, I don't know if you've been struggling with some kind of bone weakness, but I just speak to that in Jesus' name. If that's a word of knowledge, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for words of knowledge of healing. And so we just speak to your bones and say, thank you, Abba, for you. Your word is like a fire shut up in Gary's bones. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you as the King of glory. We magnify you, Lord, as El Roy, the God who sees Gary Simons and Gary's exact needs. And so we just say, strengthen the bones, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for strengthening bones. And with that, I'll pass it to Kat.
Yes, thank you. That was wonderful. I stand in agreement with all those prayers. Lord, I had such a hard time seeing all the names. Everything was going by so fast. But the Lord is giving me, I hear that he wants to heal people with depression, anxiety, and this, oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, he wants you to know that he is the answer to everything. He is the answer to everything. He sees everything that is going on in your life. He is the answer to everything. Look, fix your eyes on Jesus. There is nothing in this that can happen today that he does not see and has not experienced. Jesus has experienced everything we have gone through. So he knows and he feels and he is with you. He is going through all of the things that are causing this depression. Stop looking down and start looking up and fixing your eyes on Jesus. He's it. Lord Jesus, I also felt a tumor in the belly. And the Lord wants to just dissolve that tumor right now. I don't know who it is. It's either for this or for people watching, but like I feel like there's a tumor on the right-hand side of the belly, and it's melting right now. It's dissolving in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your finished work on the cross. You are the reason for all of this healing. It is not us. It is not our prayers. It is what you did on the cross that all this healing is taking place. In Jesus' name, amen. I get to take it back to...
Oh, you guys are so good. Yeah, good. It's so good to see you, Kat. Now, I wanted to pray for a specific person. Actually, a couple of people. I just saw Elisha Lloyd. I just saw your thing scroll up on my thing, and you just spilled hot water right now. So, Lord, we just thank you for no burn. Right now, any skin deformity, any pain, be healed right now in Jesus' name. And so I also saw Brittany Berthold, sensory issues for your family and for yourself. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are the great feeler. You are the great healer. And so it doesn't matter what comes against us, you healed it. And so, Lord, we thank you for complete alignment in all senses, in both her and all of her family, in Jesus' name. And then I have one more that I want to pray, but I had to get a specific screenshot of it because I couldn't. It goes by so fast, you guys. Lauren Sheehan. I'm sorry if I say your name incorrectly. So, Lauren, you say, I need healing today. I've been sick for nearly a month with a GI tract infection. And then C. diff, I know that he is Jehovah Rapha and he is my healer. Yes. So we come into agreement with you right now. Lauren, no GI issues, no C. diff. It's all gone in Jesus' name. Just completely remove it right now. So where you've been in pain, we just thank you for peace right now. And so, Lauren, I want you to test it. I want you to just see how your body's feeling and then start rejoicing as soon as you feel him come upon you and just rejoice in his goodness, even if it's 5%. We rejoice in the little so that it can become the greater. And so, Lord, we thank you for healing all GI tract infections, all of it in Jesus' name. And then there was one more that I had. Jeannie Brown, I saw you because you said you had a boil and that it was actually erupting. And so, Lord, we just speak to that right now. No more eruption. Boil, be gone in Jesus' name. I command you by the authority of Jesus to diminish right now off of her body. And so, Lord, we thank you right now that all the pain, all that other stuff that comes with it, be gone. Completely clear skin in Jesus' name right now. And so, Lord, we just thank you. And so we praise you. So thank you, guys. You are amazing. Our ministry team is so phenomenal. And again, we do ministry every night. And so please, you know, stay on. And, oh, I'm getting one more. Someone, okay. All right, someone posted. We don't have the name, but multiple incurable diseases. And so if that was you, you know who you are. If you've been diagnosed with an incurable disease, we tell you right now, there's no incurable in Jesus. He's the cure-all. And I love that. That's how I look at him. It's like we have, you know, in a lot of stores, there's like cure-all solutions that you can spray, all-purpose cleaners. And I mean, I'm like, Jesus, you are the cure-all. You are the one who eradicates all viral, bacterial, all misalignments in our body. And so we speak that over you. Anyone who has incurable disease, today's the day of curing because today is the day to be healed. And Jesus is the mighty healer. And so we just thank you, Lord, for all that you do and all that you're going to continue to do. And I want you guys to go ahead and post. I want you to testify. I want you to testify if your body has been touched, if you're feeling better. This is a place of healing. And then I also want to encourage you guys, because this is a place of training. When you guys see the prayer requests in the chat, guess what? You can pray. Type in your prayers. This is how we get trained. We actually do. One of the things that the Lord always tells me personally when it comes to healing ministry is, Paula, be available all the time, 24/7. It's my number one thing, because I want to always be available to pray for the sick. I don't care where I am. I don't care what I'm doing. As soon as the Lord drops somebody on me, I'm there. And I do. You want to see healings happen, by the way, guys? You want to see people healed? Pray. Pray for the sick. The more people you pray for healing for, the more people you're going to see get healed. Training 101 is how I like to look at it. The more people I actually go and declare healing over, the more people I get to hear their testimonies. Mary Joy, I prayed for my son James today. He got stung 3 times this morning. I talked to him tonight, said pain was gone. First time I was able to see healing prayer work. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise that. Thank you, Lord. Mary, thank you, Jesus. I love that. I love that. Mary Joy, I'm so excited that you shared that. This is just the beginning, by the way. The more we pray, the more we get to see the testimonies. And so that's what's so phenomenal about it. So I encourage you guys, just make sure that we testify. We actually share what God is doing in our life, okay? So I'm super excited. Now, I do want to get to my announcements, because we also have homework. And so, sorry guys, I'm just making sure I don't miss anything. I have an amazing team in the background. And so they try to help me make sure we don't miss anything. And so I want to announce our top contributors. We talked about this yesterday, but again, we do have some amazing giveaways. And so here's what we're giving. This is how you can get some of our amazing giveaways. This is how you can be a top contributor. First of all, share the link, share your excitement, share on your social media, share. Because again, the more we testify about what God is doing, the more people get to hear the good news. And so your daily homework assignments. Guys, I saw on there that 600 comments happened alone from just yesterday's homework. And like I said earlier, I was so blessed reading y'all's truths. Oh my goodness. And then also, I love reading your facts, because I'm praying for you. And I'm declaring healing over your situations. And that's what all of us are in this Facebook group are designed to do. We're there to be with each other, have the community of healing and prophecy. And so the other way you can do is comment. And you guys are actually really phenomenal at this. I see those comments just whiz by. But comment on the live and on the demand videos, okay? The more you comment, the more you get seen as a top contributor. And then again, we want you to write or video. Some of you guys can just simply do a video testimony from this week. And I will say, like Georgian said earlier, we've been so encouraged reading the testimonies with pictures that you guys are already sharing. So please continue to do that, because visuals of just what God has done really ignites the joy. And so I'm always excited when I get to see those pictures as well. And then you guys are also really good at this. Encourage others by commenting on their posts. And again, we want to, when people post for prayer, again, this is a healing training activation center. We're the Healing Academy, as Georgian likes to call it, right? Welcome to Healing Academy. Pray for people when they post a prayer request. Pray. It doesn't matter if it's a typed out prayer. It's still powerful. Words of life are still being released. And so we want to encourage others by commenting and praying for them. And then reacting to the comments. Again, liking, sharing, all of these things are how you can become a top contributor. And so we also have some amazing giveaways that we're going to do at the end, towards the end of the week. So this is why you got to stay tuned with us. We are giving away a brand new iPad. Who does not want that? And so this is so that God will continue to just use you. Because I'm telling you, I use my iPad when I do these challenges as well. So like these iPads come in handy for so many things. So we have an iPad we're giving away. We're also giving away conference highlights. These are going to be some of the best from Global Celebration conferences and Supernatural Life. And we have some amazing teachers that come to our conferences. Then we also have, we're giving away the Supernatural Leadership Conference. It's like a mini conference. And so again, amazing leaders that spoke and taught in this that you could just get to glean from and how to grow in boldness and leadership. And then we're also giving away our Prophets, Dreamers, and Angels 2.0 Master's Class. This is weeks of teaching, you guys, with some phenomenal teachers. They're on the screen, and they're going to activate you in prophetic and dreams and seeing angels. And again, we also have the God Speaks Master's Class. And so it's the same thing. We have amazing teachers that are going to continue to activate you in dreams and interpretations, prophetic visions, and activating the angels around you as well, okay? And then Andrew Walmack is giving away his book, God Wants You Well. So this is one of our giveaways, and it's so good. It's thick. You will get so much information out of this book. It's phenomenal. And then we also have Georgian's book, Joy, God's Secret Weapon for Every Believer. He's going to sign a copy and send it to the winner of this one. And this book will activate you in joy. And then we're also giving away The Essential Guide to Healing by Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. Again, I have this book. I read this book. I use this book. It is so good to simplify some simple healing tips to activate the healing ministry in all of us. And then we have Heidi Baker's book, Birthing the Miraculous. Again, she is filled with stories of God moving and healing and prophetic. And so she wants to activate you in seeing the miracles come in your own life. And so you want to take a journey of stories with her. And then we have our own global celebration, Susie Baker's book, Healed from the Inside Out. This book is her amazing testimony of God healing her from MS. So for those of you that had chronic illness or incurable diseases, she's got a testimony that you need to read about because God completely healed her from MS. And so it's an amazing book. And so I just want to, we have some, again, amazing giveaways. So we're super excited to have you guys with us and to continue to stay with us and be a top contributor. Now, I do want to talk about our homework. So today's homework assignment, we have day two. We're going to actually post or share your core beliefs. So why is this our homework? Because what we really believe about healing ministry is going to come out of our mouth. So we talked a little bit about this even yesterday when Georgian declared that it's God's will for healing to happen. That is what Georgian believes. So it comes out of his mouth, right? I believe that cancer is going to be eradicated by the blood of Jesus. So it comes out of my mouth. These are core beliefs. And so another cool thing about core beliefs is it doesn't matter what life may show you or your circumstances may be around you. Your core belief will never be shaken. So what does that mean? I'm going to give a little bit of a testimony to share. My husband was diagnosed with an incurable disease. My core belief is that God heals, period. I don't care if the doctor tells me it's incurable. I don't care if someone is dying. I believe that God is the healer and he loves to heal. That's my core belief. And it doesn't matter what happens in my life or circumstances around me, I stand on that core belief. Another core belief that I have is God is good. I don't care what the doctor says or what my family may say or what my friends may say talking to me about, well, God didn't heal this person. They died. He's not good. Oh, no. God is good. So nothing can shake my core belief that God is good. So this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to think about your core beliefs, and I want you to write three of them down. And I want you to share them. These are personal. You get to sit with Jesus and ask him and actually reflect, what are my core beliefs when it comes to healing? Okay? And that's what we want you to share. And I'm telling you, we get empowered by reading about other people's core beliefs, because I'll read some statements about what people truly believe when it comes to healing. And I'm like, yes, I believe that. And so it makes me feel the joy of Jesus, and it makes me feel empowered to go pray and see the sick healed. And so that's our homework for today. So we, again, you guys did so good with our truth versus fact homework assignment. So keep it up, keep it up, keep sharing, keep contributing. It's going to be phenomenal. And so we are super excited again. Tomorrow we're going to have Chris Gore. And we're going to have Todd White's video, and you don't want to miss it because Chris Gore has an amazing healing ministry and Todd White has an amazing school and also an evangelistic ministry. And so everything gets tied back to expanding the kingdom of heaven. So get ready for more healing explosiveness as we continue with day three. So, all right, guys, it's wrap up time. So we have appreciated having you. And let me ask the team, I don't think I missed anything. Okay, I think I'm good. So again, Don't miss us tomorrow. We're going to be here same time, same place. You guys are awesome.
Amen. We did not know how long this was going to be. As I said earlier, it was 1 hour and 52 minutes yesterday. So there is no ending time, apparently, that they're sticking to. So when I tuned in around 6 o'clock, Andrew Womack was speaking, and then Brian Simmons came, and Georgian was somewhere after that, because I didn't tune in after, you know, as I'm on my way here. So I can't tell you what tomorrow will be like, except for what you just heard. I do believe it's very good to say, what are my core beliefs? I really think that's wise. But I can tell you quite honestly from my own personal experience, and I've seen quite a few healings and different types of healings over a long period of time. And I would tell you, if you ask my opinion, if I were up there, I would tell you that the very best source, and I've read those books that are up there, except for one, I think, and they're all good. But I would tell you that going straight to the Word and studying the Word, reading it and studying it and connecting with the healer himself is the best way for you to grow in healing. All of these other things can enhance your abilities to understand what God's saying and doing and listening to testimonies or reading them. I agree. But I didn't have that. I didn't even have these books. When I first started, all I had was, at that time, the desire to understand the Lord. Who are you? And what does your word say? And when I was reading the word and I discovered that Jesus really heals, because I did not know that. I was not raised that way. I was not born again until my mid-20s. So when I started really getting turned on to Jesus and the word, I discovered that. And it was really new for me. And I went to a church that talked about healing, and I was intrigued. And so I listened, and I wondered, but I was in the Word all the time and very familiar with the accounts in Scripture, particularly Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, particularly the Gospels. And in my early years of beginning to preach about healing and praying for healing, my examples, including some things I'm sure I'd seen, but my examples would come from the Word. My examples would be the woman with the issue of blood or whatever it would be. And I remember what I had inside would just bubble up and come out. And many people were healed. That was very helpful for me. So I would take something that you hear like that and put it in your pocket. It's good. I love Heidi's writing. I love Georgian's writing. I love Randy Clark's writing. And I've had healing classes and different things. So I agree with that. It's helpful. But if you're not studying the Word, you're not in the Word, you'll only go so far because it's still what somebody else says, or it's still somebody giving you a verse to study. When you read the Word and it's in context, you read an entire chapter, you read an entire book, you read an entire account, it really starts opening up your eyes to the healer himself. And where the atoning work of Jesus Christ is clearly laid out in the Scriptures, not just in the Gospels. So I'm a strong proponent that way. And when I would encounter things, I didn't know what to do. Brand new things, I don't know what to do when there's no eyeball. And I remember talking to the Lord and actually saying, what do I do now? After I'd prayed for someone to my left that had been blind, but the eye was still there. And you know what he said to me? You don't do anything differently. It's the same thing. I was like, oh, yeah. It's a matter of what do you believe, where do you stand, and you step into the unknown. And I could speak forever on this. I'm not going to. We want to get into worship. But when someone is going to speak about that, I want to also offer you, I think, an appropriate and much-needed balance, especially when our go-to in this age is, I got to get a book, I got to get a book, I got to get a book. And I read a lot of books too. So I'm not against that. And there are some powerful, powerful things. But you really want to flow in healing? I agree. Pray for anybody. Be available 24/7. Now that sounds crazy because most people turn their cell phones off because they need sleep and that's it. And I do life between these hours and these hours. Some other people do not. If you want to be available for emergencies, you want to be available for those kinds of things, then you trust the Lord to take care of your life. I'll leave it at that. But I've prayed for more people in the middle of the night than I ever thought I would. I'm not saying you should all call me in the middle of the night if you have a headache or something, but there's an emergency, then I want to be available if I can. So you decide that with the Lord. And wherever you are, we are in a meeting today, and I'm looking at the person across the table and in the area where I was, thinking, does that person know the Lord? Is that person well? I'm always thinking that way wherever I go. I really am. And when I'm not thinking that way, or when I realize I hadn't been thinking that way, the Lord reminds me, remember, it's about me first, but it's about other people. Then it's about yourself. That's right. Oh, that's right. Yes. So it's just a good reminder for me to be thinking that way. So if you position yourself that way, you will definitely be praying for more people than you ever thought you would before. And you'll see healings pop. And one thing that they may have mentioned, which I think they did yesterday, is never go by your experience. Well, I prayed for healing a lot, and I saw things a long time ago, and in this season I don't. And so this is how I operate. I think Jesus healed, but then I take these steps. Many times that wouldn't be what other people would be able to do in other places, other countries. We're very privileged here. So for me personally, I would challenge myself. Nobody told me to do this. I did it for my own personal growth, whatever it would be, whether it would be a headache or something like that. And we still do that, really, in our own household in many regards. But I would see so many things happen by pressing in and pressing through. I would just encourage you to continue to do that, and especially teach your children that, and especially model that with your children. So if your home is seen in the spirit as a place where healing occurs, wow. Yeah, the enemy might try to strike or something, but we go to the cross and we go to the blood of Jesus. But it's really important to develop a history with the Lord in healing. So if you want to tune into this, everybody has one of these handouts, and if you didn't get one on Sunday, there's one out there for you on the counter and the foyer. And feel free to sign up. They just need your email and your name. Just sign up, and you can tune in and look at these. When I tuned in at 6 o'clock, there was some solid teaching. It was very solid of what is healing and what does the scripture say about healing. And here, they've moved into the impartation and praying for others, which is fine. But I really believe that the Lord wants to release a greater increase, a measure of healing. The anointing is here, and I believe we want to see what he has paid a big price for. And when we go to the Word, and we really understand what we believe about our God and what we believe Jesus did on the cross, it's endless what we're going to see. We have to expect healings. So we have mission opportunities outside of these four walls that provide opportunities for us to go to the people we don't know necessarily, or people we know less than people we know here, and go ahead and pray, and that's great. But for lifestyle Christianity, the Lord wants that to become part of what we do wherever we are, whether we're in an office or whether we're with kids or whether we're at home with kids' friends coming over, whatever it would be. When we're with people, there may be situations where the Lord is saying, ask them, lay hands on them, get permission, or just, you know, follow whatever the Holy Spirit's leading you. But I would really encourage that. When I first saw this earlier, a couple days back, I was very encouraged by this and really felt the Lord wanted to grow us up again. And I believe the core values here at Frontline are for healing and prophetic words and pictures and dreams and visions and results that God wants to bring. And I believe that as new people come in, or even some of the olders who are here, just kind of step into more familiarity with Christianity, that cutting edge of, I want to see a healing pop, may have dwindled a little bit. So maybe even in worship tonight, as we're going to get ready for worship now, we can be thinking about that and lay that on the altar as well. Can we do that? and say, Lord, I want to change. I want to increase because you're always increasing me. So we would like to. We've declared this is a cancer-free zone. We have declared many, many things here. We'd like to see them. And when we're in the medical system, it's very easy to say, well, God does things many different ways. Well, yes, of course he does. But when we're praying for healing like this, we're expecting cancers to be eradicated. We're expecting the lame to walk, the blind to see, the dead to raise. We do that overseas. Why not do that here? So it's very important. We did a medical clinic once where Josh was leading that in northern Ghana. And the kind of the requirement, if you will, for all the Ghanaians who were attending the Kingdom Bible School was that they would meet with us first before they met Josh and his team. And so many people were healed. As I recall, we ended a day early or so, something like that. And many, many people were getting healed of blindness, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of different things. Because we're carrying that anointing and we're believing for it, and God is faithful, and many other reasons. And some didn't, but very few. And then they went there. So we did more than just say, well, Jesus heals, so I can pray for you, but go ahead in there. Most people would much rather go behind the curtain, so to speak. But we helped them, we taught them, and we modeled it, and others could see the healings. So these are important times that we live in. So may I suggest that we consider that, at least for the rest of the week, and try to get in on the teaching at the beginning if you can. And if you know people who really need healing, and all of us do, and maybe some of us need healing in here, then participate, whether we know these people. These are people as part of global celebration. These ones, I don't know any of them. But God is no respecter of persons. So he just, you know, he's believing, he's giving them the belief and the faith and the anointing. So we sit here and receive, and then also release that to other people that we know. So is there anybody who still needs one of these? Feel free to sign up. I don't know what the rest of the week will hold, but we wanted to at least introduce you to this, and then we can worship here the rest of the time for Fire and Wind. And also, if you do sign up for this, and this is for your age, guys. You know, you're going to Ghana. This isn't just for the us oldies. It's for you guys so that you can get more teaching and training. You can go back, actually, and watch yesterday's, watch tonight's, get the beginning, and just listen. Listen to the teaching. And it's very good along with the scriptures. It's all scriptural. So that would be helpful. So we just offer that to you guys. So, amen? All right, let's worship, guys. They're going to lead us, and thank you for this time.
Well, awesome. The good words. If I could just share one quick sort of testimony and remembrance as well. The first mission trip that I had the opportunity to go on overseas was to Jamaica, and in 1996. And I had no frame of reference for, you know, praying for someone for healing. I had never heard anyone in my entire life talk about it. I'd never seen anyone do it. You know, and I was in a Christian, you know, environment, church and school and different things. And so I didn't, you know, I didn't go into the mission trip going, oh man, yeah, I can't wait to get to Jamaica. I'm going to pray for someone for healing. You know, my frame of reference was mostly, you know, we're going on a mission trip to help people and, you know, pray for salvation. And so I remember it was occurring around me, and, you know, I think some other people were in the same boat. They had never prayed for someone for healing, and but obviously you're now in a situation where people that are sick and have diseases are coming up to you and going, will you pray for me? Sure, I guess so. And but obviously there were some there, including, you know, Pastor Mary Pat and Pastor Bill, who had prayed for people for healing. And so I remember finding myself praying for people for healing with no frame of reference, and people got healed. And I was like, What? But it wasn't because I had, you know, studied it for 6 months or 10 years before going. But yet, despite the Lord doing a miracle that way, he didn't stop there with me personally to say, well, I just want you to continue to pray for people for healing, you know, randomly as they come up and ask, but I want to deepen your core belief based on the Word of God and based on what I've done. And so, same thing the next year in Guatemala on a trip. We prayed for people for other things, not just healing, but you're addicted to drugs. And, oh, wait, we can pray for that too? Oh, I didn't realize that. Apparently you can. So in experience, I was starting to experience, hey, you can pray for anything. It's not just salvation. And the Lord was putting us in circumstances to pray for different people. And all the while in these years, I'm reading the Word. I'm spending time with the Lord. Our teams are reading the Word, spending time. They're getting teaching. But there wasn't a huge thrust of teaching on healing just yet at that time. There was some. And I remember in India, that was the third international trip that we had taken and I had taken. And I remember in some of the devotions in it, that in the scriptures I was reading, I just started, and I have it to this day. I could go back and look at it in a devotion. I remember seeing in the devotion that I, in my notes that I had written that salvation connected to healing ? The atonement connected to healing ? And so I had started to read primarily in Isaiah 53, but 1 Peter 2:24 and other scriptures where it was just like, it says it fairly outright, but because I didn't have a frame of reference for that, the connection wasn't just like, bam, it was like, I wonder, it seems to say that. And that was sort of the early stages of the Lord developing a belief in a core belief based on scripture. And so it was after that time, very shortly after that time, that all this teaching started to come forth about healing. And for me, I know God did it that way, because if the teaching would have come, not that there wasn't before, but if a vast amount of teaching would have come, then I would have probably made the conclusion, I think this because someone else has told me this. Or we believe this because this is sort of the teaching that was brought forth. But for me, it was, I had already started to, Holy Spirit had already started to try to make those connections in my own heart. And so I say that to, you know, to say many times the Lord does things in very different from our educational systems, where we get the frame of reference and all the facts and figures, and then we go out seemingly feeling prepared into a situation. Many times he actually exposes us to the situation and the need of the situation and the opportunity, and then he brings us back and says, see, it's who I am. See, it's in the Word. See, and see how it quote unquote worked in reality. But he does want us to see it in the Word more than someone preaching it, more than you know, reading in a book. He wants us to see it in the Word, and he wants us to see it in the Word from the God story from the beginning to the end. It's not just one chunk of it, but it's who God is weaved throughout the entire gospel story from beginning to end. And so I'm just very thankful that the Lord did that. Now, that doesn't mean that core belief hasn't been tested and isn't tried and isn't still growing and flexing and learning and being encouraged. I can grow in that area a ton. I'm always still challenged. But I just want to encourage you with that I wholeheartedly echo, you know, Pastor Mary Pat's encouragement that he wants you to see it in the Word, know it in the Word, and be convinced from the Spirit of God and the Word of God working together inside of your spirit, because that will last way longer than you saying, well, this is what I believe and this is my core belief. It's nice. But is it the core belief of the God of the universe that showed you in his word that this is who he is? Okay, well, that's a core belief you can hang your hat on. So, amen?
Can I just say one thing about that first, second, and third mission trip? The healings and deliverances started to go like this. And then the ones who were the greener ones, the young ones, I think Joshua 14, first 15?
15
is first trip. He's watching those of us who've walked in this, watching us. He's watching miracles. And so there was a measure, but not the systematic teaching like you're saying. But there was some release. Otherwise, they would say, well, you guys are crazy. What are you doing? But the results were there, and they could see them. And so that encouraged them also to step out. Because Josh, I remember him in Jamaica. He walked in the miraculous. He prayed for people, and they were healed. And many, many people on our team prayed for people, and they were healed in Jamaica, then Guatemala, then India. So we saw an increase in healings that would blow your mind today. If we had a record of all of that just laid out, that would spur everybody on, like, I can do that too. So that's what is in this as well for us. I can do that too. Even if you don't know everything in the Word yet, or you haven't walked in it as you did back in those early years when you were a teenager, some of you, or early 20s, I can do that too. And then step out, do it, and God will bring you right back up to speed and then surpass that too.
With all that said, let's just stand, let's worship. One of the amazing things about the Lord is that he reigns over everything. He is over everything. It's one of our quote-unquote core beliefs. We're just going to start out by singing that out. Thank you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. It's you that we worship when we're talking about healing and prophecy and all these things. It's because of your amazing love, your amazing power, your amazing authority, and your great, great, deep love and compassion for your people. Thank you, Lord.
And there is no one who is like you. You stand alone as God. All the earth will bow before you. They'll see you as you are, and your people sing, Jesus is the Lord who reigns forevermore. And Jesus is the Lord. Shudder at your whisper. The nations fall face down, and your people sing. is no one. And there is no one who is like you. You stand alone.
You reign over it all. You reign over it Broken body, your blood shed, your broken body, your blood shed, the separation from your Father, perfection put on sin. Oh, it's how you reign, because you pay it all. It's how you reign, because you pay it all. Jesus, you're worthy of it all, because you paid it all. A perfect God, a perfect man, who bought it all and paid it for man. Jesus Christ. Oh, let's sing it.
again. You reign over all because you paid. You paid it all. You reign over all because you paid. You paid it all. You paid it all. You reign. Guys, you may know, and the Lord is just putting this on my heart right now, we have someone in our body that has not been able to physically attend because they're dealing with multiple health problems, some incurable things. I'm not going to reveal the name of the person because I didn't get permission, but I just want us to just pray out. You feel so led, you can come up and just pray out. You can pray generically over the body if you feel, and if the Lord gives you a specific word for the person that's on my heart, then go for it, and I'll probably jump in and pray as well. But we just want to declare out His miraculous healing for this person and for those in our body that are struggling with sicknesses and diseases and curable diagnoses, suffering. So if it's on your heart, just run on up, grab that microphone, and just declare out the healing of Christ. Don't be shy. Just grab that mic, declare it out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, your banner over this body, Lord. Your banner over our family. Your healing for our friends, God. Oh, we're gonna declare it out. We're gonna send the enemy running. We're gonna see sickness healed. We're gonna see cancer healed. We're gonna see heart problems healed. Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, that your word says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." I thank you, Lord, this is what your word says. I thank you, Lord, that your word is sharp. It's sharper than any double-edged sword, Lord God, and it's active. I thank you, Lord, that your word is active. And Father, I send this word out to anybody who needs a touch from you, because you are a God who doesn't lie, but you are a God of truth. And so I thank you, Father, that this word is for this person, that they can stand on this truth. Lord, I thank you that you heal all diseases. All.
Yes,
all. All yes, diseases.
Yes,
you heal all the iniquities. You pardon all the iniquities, Lord God. So I thank you, Father, for doing that. And you redeem, Lord God, you redeem their life from the pit.
Yes,
and you crown them with loving kindness and compassion. And that you satisfy their years with good things. So I thank you, Lord, that as you satisfy their life with good things, that you renew their youth like the eagles. Lord, I thank you that your blood is powerful than any sin. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that if there's any open door, Lord God, for sin to reign, we thank you, Lord, that there is repentance, but we also thank you that your love and that your blood speaks a better word and that there's healing in your blood. So we just thank you, Lord, as by your stripes that person is healed. We stand on it. Lord, just as a testimony, before I had children, before I could have children, I clung to the word that says, be fruitful and multiply. And I thank you, Lord, that was a command. Lord, you're in essence, there is a command in your word, because you command there to be healing. So we stand on your command. And we command there to be a shift and a change, Lord, right now in this person's body, that they would be able to experience your healing power because you're the healer, Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord. We bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. I just wanted to remind us that covering includes to people that were affiliated with in ministry across the world. There's some people that their access to medical care is completely different. And they need miracles. They need touches from the Lord to continue moving on in the calling and things that the Lord has called them into. So also, as we're remembering we're remembering our body around the world. So if anyone has on their heart to join in that as well. And that's not to negate those that have needs here. It's just all inclusive. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
General for some, and you're somebody very close to you in your family who's very sick. Maybe it is considered incurable. Who knows? Nothing is impossible with God. You don't have to even mention the name, but you can speak out what it is you've been contending for in private or at home. And then we're all here to say yes and amen. So we're stirring up the gifts within. We're stirring up the gifts of healing. And our focus is on you, Lord Jesus Christ, but you're calling us as a body to gather together and to release what you've given us individually and corporately. So let's get this microphone shared if we can.
Lamentations 3. The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I wait for him. The Lord is good to those who await him. Lord, I lift up my one loved one, dealing what seems to be the impossible, but you always meet the impossible in your timing. So Lord, I lift up my loved one and their family. Sensitize their hearts to your Holy Spirit. You're knocking on the door of their hearts. Make a way. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you.
I saw a moment ago. I saw like a wave of healing coming from the stage this way. And I just believe the Lord wants to release that healing explosion of his power in this place tonight. So we release that in the mighty name of Jesus. We just say, let the winds blow. Let the winds blow. Let the winds blow. We just release it. Just take it by faith. By faith. By faith, and we just release fresh faith, fresh fire in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I was knocked over almost as I was coming back up as Teresa was praying, and by just the power that was being released through her prayer, and it wasn't of Teresa, it was the Lord, but it was just, the Lord is very faithful when we step in. But then I saw and I felt, I just felt the Lord's love so deeply in my heart. And I felt like the Lord was saying that for anyone that, particularly anyone that's watching on the live stream, and if you have an illness that is somehow related to heartbreak or something that has happened to you or bitterness or offense, that the Lord is, I just believe in this moment, he's releasing his love, just his great love. And we release that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for releasing the love of Jesus. It was for love. It was for love that Jesus went to the cross. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's what you did for us, Jesus. So I pray, Father, that for anyone here, or particularly anyone that's watching this tonight or at some point in the future where there's an illness, but it's somehow tied to heartbreak, heart sickness, loss, we just release the love of Jesus. We release the love of Jesus. We release the healing virtue of you've confessed. We just call your heart healed. Anywhere that you have felt or that you've confessed that you have a broken heart, the word says that he is near to the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. So we release Psalm 34:18 over you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for just a healing wave of the love of Jesus to heal hearts, to heal minds. And we just call every sickness that is related to this, we bind it and we call it healed in the name of Jesus.
If anybody has a word of knowledge, would you come up and give it? Because the Lord is wanting to bring the healing and he's using us. He's using our words. He's using the scripture. He's using us, his ambassadors. And when we command in the name of Jesus, if you don't believe that you can do that, if you don't believe that that's scriptural, let's get rid of unbelief, because the word is very clear. When we command, it's in the name of Jesus. We can't command anything. But when we do, in the name of Jesus Christ, and when we take authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing will harm you or your loved ones, we can say that and do that because Jesus commanded and released his disciples to do it. And he's given them the authority. He's given us the authority. And we live under a new and better covenant. So we can expect that it's going to work. It's going to happen. So I'm going to invite Ashley to come up and take authority over any unbelief. Ashley had a word this morning, very early in the morning as we prayed together, about unbelief racing through different places here. So we're just going to allow that to come through repentance and allow that unbelief, if that would be here right now in any way as a hindrance, to completely be removed in Jesus' name.
John 4. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man had heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus replied, you may go, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, the fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. So he and all his household believed. So Jesus, we just step in and we hold this word as true. We hold your word as true. Jesus, anywhere where we have stepped in and opened the door to unbelief, to questioning of whether, oh, what you say will happen, will it truly happen? Will you actually follow through, Lord? Will you actually turn this around? Will you actually heal me? Will you actually heal my family? Will you actually do this? I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it, Lord. in all of these areas where we have not seen it in this moment and lost that belief that you are who you say you are. Lord, we repent. There's nothing else we can do but repent, Jesus, of our unbelief, of our not believing in who you say you are. Jesus, this man took you at your word when you said, you may go, your son will live. He took you at your word. He knew exactly that you would do what you said you would do because that is who you are. And there is no one else that would be able to do that, and you would not go back off your word because that is not who you are. When you speak it, it happens. Lord, when you spoke it, the world was created. When you spoke it, things shift, things change. When you speak, enemies flee. When you speak, sickness leaves. When you speak, disease leaves. When you speak, nothing against your heart can stay. So we step in tonight as ones who say, yes, we believe. We believe your word. We believe in who you are. We believe that when you speak, it will come through. Because you, Lord, are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You will never change. You will never change. You will never fail. You will never, ever go back on your word. So, Lord, when we cannot see it and we have not believed, we repent and we lay that each and every situation down before you, where we step in and say, Lord, I believe. I have not seen it yet. I have not seen it yet, but I know who you are, and I am looking to you. I'm not looking at the situation that it hasn't happened yet. I am looking to you, Jesus, because you said who you are is who you are. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the one who releases every good and perfect gift to us. How can I believe that there will be anything less than that? As a son and as a daughter, why would you give me any less than that? But every good and perfect gift from above. So we just thank you, Lord God, that tonight, as you are releasing that river of healing, your river of love, may we just step in and float in that river, dance in that river of love, in that river of healing that's flowing from your throne. We just thank you in Jesus' name that we act just like this man, that we walk out and say, yes, I believe. I believe you at your word. It will be done. In the exact time that you said it, you showed this man your love for him and for his son, because at the exact moment that you said your son will be healed, you did it. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are so timely in every situation, even when it might not come in the time that we are expecting it. Lord God, we will stand and believe, and we will fight, and we will continue to press on and look to you. Look to you as our commander, as the one that is fighting our battles for us. We join in and fight with you, and we go forth with you, and we flow with you, and we step in, Lord God. So tonight, I just lift up any family member, any person that's listening to this that is currently on their deathbed, and I say, get up. Get up. It is not your time. It is not your time. The war has spoken. Come up, come out. You have been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loves you, the one who died for you and rose again to save your life. Give your life to him. Lay yourself down to him. Believe in him. He is the one who laid down his life for you. He is the one who is touching your body right now. In Jesus' mighty name, he is doing it. He is doing it. Is there anyone else who has a word of knowledge right now that the Lord's giving them? Adult, child?
I just want to pray for digestive system. It's all like a sphincter muscle, so acid reflux maybe. So, Father, I just declare that anyone, God, that has any issues, God, with their digestive tract, God, their stomach, God, acid reflux, we just declare that that would be gone, that's healed, that that would be permanently, God, resolved, that there wouldn't be any issues, any concern, any worry. Father, we thank you that you are the peace that surpasses all understanding, God. And thank you that any anxiety and anything that might be the cause of that will just cease right now. In your blood, in Jesus' name.
Anybody, any teenager in here having a picture of anything, not sure what to do with it? Maybe you're not sure how to pray it out. It's okay. Or anybody, but particularly the teens. Anybody tonight? Do you have a picture of any kind? You see, Judah has a word. The Lord told me to call the teens up here to give the word or the picture. So when you have
So I heard, like, right knee. So if anybody who has a problem with their right knee or any knee, Lord, we just declare that by your power, that knee or any knee will be healed. Any problem in that knee, any bending that's hurting it, any pain would go in Jesus' name, Jehovah Rapha. Right now, your healing power will touch that person's knee and they will be healed in Jesus' name. And then also for Mama Vera in Ghana right now, any health problems that she's dealing with, Lord, I pray that you would get her back to full health so that she can do whatever you want her to, get back to her school, Lord, and whatever she needs to do, Jesus' name.
So when the Lord starts giving pictures like a right knee, he doesn't stop. He keeps going. So close your eyes. Ask the Lord to give you a picture. When you're overseas with us many times, you don't have that opportunity. You just stand up and you're ready to give. And the Lord always comes through. It's only fear that stops us. We're hitting a place in the spirit where the Lord's releasing things. So, who would that be? Just come on up. Anybody has any pain or any discomfort or any problem in there, particularly what I see is the right kidney, I believe the Lord's touching that place right now. So I thank you, Father. If that's anybody who has had pain and is tracking with the bladder and any part of the urinary system, Father, we're just asking for your mighty, powerful hand of mercy right now. Thank you, Father, for giving that picture right now. Thank you for bringing deliverance and healing to anyone online or someone in here who is dealing with any kind of pain or obstruction or in any way dealing with particularly their right kidney, if not something more. And if it has anything to do with another malady in their body, in your body here, Lord, attend to that right now as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing your healing and delivering power. We give you praise. We give you glory. And when you give pictures, that means pray that out. I'm doing it right now. So thank you, Lord. Is there anybody else who has a picture of something?
I have a picture. I heard the Lord say the feet plantar fasciitis. So if you're struggling with plantar fasciitis, Lord, I just command that pain to go in Jesus' name. Father, I command everything to be restored on every part of the foot, Father, that muscles would be stretched out, Father, and that inflammation would go. Father, we command this problem to cease, Father, so that mobility can be had, so that the foot functions the way it was meant to, in the name of Jesus.
Just saw a picture of people's hearts that have been hurt from the past, could be the recent past, that the hands of Jesus are coming around the heart, emotional pain, maybe it's such pain that there's a temptation to be unforgiving. It's severe, emotional pain of the past caused by someone else hurting the person. And so around the heart, Jesus puts his hands, but I saw an hourglass in the center of the heart, and I heard it's only a short matter of time, meaning this emotional healing that's needed is coming very soon. It's coming now. It's going to be healed after possibly long periods of time struggling with this emotional healing that's been needed. Or it could be a short time ago that this happened. It was so severe, it doesn't seem possible that it could be healed in such a short amount of time. But the hourglass is showing that the last grains of sand are going through. The time is now. The time is soon that this will be healed up as you receive that healing from the Lord. Not strive more or not think that you have to believe more. The key is in receiving more to be healed up emotionally in Jesus' name.
Picture of my son who was in a horrible accident almost 10 years ago lying in the hospital. It was a remembrance picture that this accident happened in Boston, and we got the call in the middle of the night, and I just immediately started praying in the spirit, and we flew up to Boston, and he died a couple times, and they brought him back. He fell from 3 stories onto concrete. It's a long story of God's mercy and wonderful healing. And then spent 2 months there, but was miraculously healed when the very best prognosis the doctor could give us was if he didn't die, that he would live and be a vegetable. And so I want to pray for that person with so many bad things wrong and no hope for the future, and for anyone in an impossible situation, because our God heals. God, you are good, and you do heal, and you're so, so faithful. And so we pray for this person, Father. We believe that you hold this person in your hands, and believe that you are full of healing and love. Father, we believe that you are healing right now. Jesus, by your stripes we are healed. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter if there's no hope. It doesn't matter if we have a bad prognosis, because you are a God that heals no matter what. You are a God who heals. So we pray for this person and anybody else in that situation. We say, God, heal them in Jesus' name. Heal them completely, all the way, just like you did my son. Just like you have done so many other times. You are full of love and mercy and healing. Thank you, Father.
Pray against fear in those that have a hard time trusting God for healing. I saw a picture of a caged bird. The bird somehow tied his own knot to one of the bars of the cage, so that even when the cage was opened and the bird had the chance to fly, he didn't fly because he had somehow tied himself to that cage. The reason the cage door is open is because of the prayers of the saints. It's because Jesus wants us to fly in faith, increase in faith, from glory to glory in faith. But often we are tied to doubt and fear inside of a cage where you've thrown open the door, Lord, where the prayers of the saints have thrown open the door. But the good news is for those people that I'm speaking to your heart, Jesus has taken an extra step and cut that cord for you so that you can, and I see his hand scooting you out of the cage and speaking into your heart in his presence, speaking in the faith that you need so that you will fly higher and higher in faith, higher and higher, believing that God cares enough to heal, yes, you, not just others, but heal you. Doubt will fall off of you as you fly. Fear will fall off of you as you fly. And you will go higher and higher and higher because Jesus is there to encourage you. He's flying with you. He's saying, you can do it. You can believe in me. You can trust in me. He's not pointing a finger or wagging a finger at the person that cannot step into more faith that you have given to them, Lord. Let them fly. Isaiah 40, Lord, let them fly. Let them fly. It's about flying with you, not just alone, in the faith journey in Jesus' name.
I just want to lift up a young mom who has 6 kids, known her since she was around 11. Her name is Tara Cardinal Maxheimer, married to Mike. Maybe some of you know the Maxheimers, I don't know. But she has stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it just came on suddenly, although there's a good-sized tumor behind the breastbone. So she's been undergoing radical therapy for the last week or so, maybe 2 weeks. And it's been pretty critical and gruesome. She's one of the sweetest, most pleasant people you'll ever meet. Always has a smile. Her kids, her family loves Jesus. She's very, very special. I just want to lift her up, and we've been reaching out as we could, and we're trusting God to give us a miracle, give them a miracle, give Tara a miracle. We know her parents as well from a long time ago. But Father, as we join hearts tonight with such a sweet, sweet spirit of healing and deliverance, we know that cancer is not from you. We know cancer is from the very pit of hell. So we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to speak life into Tara. Tara, that you would live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we cancel the strategy of death over you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you go to the cellular level by your Spirit. And we command every rogue cell, every cancer cell now to bow to the mighty name of you, Lord Jesus Christ. We eradicate you. We take authority over you, and we command you to be loosed out and off of her body in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your delivering power. Thank you, Father, for her pulmonary system, her cardiovascular system, and every other place, Lord, in her body that may have been touched already or the enemy would want to touch with this dreaded disease. So we thank you, Father, that there will be such a turnaround that this beautiful family will shout your praises all over the world. So we thank you, Lord, for breath of life coming into Tara right now. Thank you, Father, that whatever regimen she's on, Lord, that you would trump that right now with your holy divine power. We're calling for a miraculous turnaround and a suddenly in your mighty name. Thank you, Father. Touch each child and her beloved husband, Mike, as well as Tara, and their parents, her parents, and his family as well. Thank you, Father. We stand as a church body, a church family, to not see another cancer statistic, but to see a great turnaround which will bring such a mighty change and a shift in the winds of the Spirit in this region. May it be, Lord God, that we'll see something so tangible that Tara will sing out what you have done. Her daughter already writes songs, her 17-year-old or 18-year-old now, just graduating from high school with a beautiful voice. She's a psalmist. So I thank you, Father, that that's their firstborn. So thank you, Father, for the rest who are holding their parents up in this, that they would come to know you, Lord Jesus Christ, as the healer, as the deliverer, as their hope, as their sustainer. So we thank you, Father, that with your hilarious heart of love, you say that nothing is too hard for me. Thank you for restored hope given to this beautiful family in your mighty name. Thank you. Tara, receive your miracle. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing, your virtue from heaven that belongs to you. The Lord says, be receiving, be blessed, be strengthened, be encouraged to stand during this trial, to not give up hope, to not walk in discouragement, to be able to be sustained during this time. Thank you, Father. We're calling for a mighty turnaround. We thank you that your anointing breaks the yoke. We thank you for your anointing tonight, your anointing in this prayer, your anointing, Lord, that knows no bounds, your anointing that sends cancer packing. Thank you, Father, right now. We call it out. We believe for it. We receive it. We thank you, Lord, that as your word says in Matthew 10, 7 and 8, as you go, preach the gospel of the kingdom, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, now freely give. Thank you, Father, that we cast out any demonic cancerous entity now out of her body in your mighty name and replace it with the breath of life, with who you are, Holy One. Come, come, set the captive free right now. Let it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We draw a cancer-free zone around that family, around Tara, around this body right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Anything that the enemy has attempted to steal, kill, and destroy, we see it reversed right now in your mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your joy set before you that you endured the cross. So we thank you, Father, that we are co-crucified with you. We are co-buried with you. We are co-raised with you. So we thank you, Father, for this mighty miracle in your name. Let's be on our feet and sing this out. The healing hands of Jesus right now. Thank you, Lord. Let it be.
One glance from your eyes. one touch from your healing hands, one word spoken from your lips, just the mention of your name, and everything changes. One glance from your eyes of fire, one look at your holy face, one glimpse of your glory, Lord, and everything. I once was bound, but now I'm free. Your presence changes everything. Oh, I once was deaf, but now I hear. Your perfect love casts out all fear. Your presence changes everything. I once was blind. I once was blind, but now I see. Out of fear, your presence changes everything. Jesus, oh Jesus, we love you. Your presence changes everything. Jesus, oh Jesus, we adore you. Your
I'm not afraid. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up.
Change everything. Oh. You change everything. You change everything. King Jesus, you change everything. You change everything. You change everything. You change everything. Oh, I receive your peace. Oh, I receive your healing. Oh, I receive your joy. Oh, you change everything. You change everything. You change everything. Every weight that entangles. Oh, you take it off. You change everything. Every sin, you change everything.
Expecting, oh God, we're expecting and thanking you in advance because you bring the future into the now, right now. This is a now word. This is a now time. We're celebrating. We're thanking you right now for every healing and deliverance, oh God. Thank you, Father. Right before I stood up to speak about Tara and her current, we'll believe, past condition, Judah was hearing something similar. He doesn't know the person, I don't believe, but he was hearing the same thing about cancer in the area that I was describing. So isn't that so good? The next generation actually hearing that. Come on. The Lord is saying, come on, kids, I'm telling you what's on my heart. Pray it out, sing it out, dance it out, expect it out. And Ashley's going to lead us in communion as we close tonight. And we're going to believe that everything is done and sealed in Jesus' mighty name. And we celebrate tonight with this in mind.
Yes, Lord. Then he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its streets, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and he will be on their foreheads. Then there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of a light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illuminate them, and they will reign forever and ever. He said to me, these words are faithful and true. Lord God, you are faithful and true. Your words are faithful and true. Everything that was spoken out tonight, we have declared and decreed. We have partnered with you. What's on your heart, what you are doing, the people you love and care for, whether named by named or just named generally based off of their condition, Lord, you know them. You care. You have such a compassion for them. Lord God, you have such compassion for us. Lord, we're all a part of this together, and we all get to speak and declare out this victory that we will have in the future because you are faithful and true. That there is a river flowing from your throne, and on the sides of it are the tree of life. That there will be no more curse. There will be no more disease. And we will live with you forever. And Jesus, that's only because of you. Only because of the humility of laying down your place in heaven, coming to this earth, dying on the cross for our sins, and raising again. Lord, having your body broken for us, beaten for us, bleeding out for us, your blood shed for each one of us so that we can receive the healing in our bodies that we need. We can receive the healing in our hearts that we need. Jesus, we can't do anything but thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for just continuing to release your presence to us. And when you do, your presence changes everything. The name of Jesus changes everything. Not most things, not some things, not, oh, this thing I choose and that thing I choose, but everything. Your presence changes everything. So Jesus, we just thank you tonight. And we come before you as this time of communion with you, of just the remembrance of you, of knowing what you've done on the cross for us, and then allowing us to step into that new life because you rose from the dead. And we get to live and walk with you forever in freedom, in life, in love, in everything that you have for us, Jesus. So we just take the elements now. We thank you for your body and your blood, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. One of us here, around our families, around all of our frontline family, including our international connections, Lord God, we just thank you for your blood surrounding each one of us, your Psalm 91 protection to continue to surround us. And we just thank you. We seal this time with your blood, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Tomorrow we'll have prayer for anti-human trafficking at noon here at the church or on Zoom. And then this Friday is healing rooms. If you or anyone you know needs healing for any physical illness, I encourage you, come. We have a team ready for you to pray for you specifically. So that's from 7 to 8:30 here at the church on Friday. And we'll see you here again on Sunday at 10:30. Amen.